Good morning. October 21st, 7:18 a.m. Talking on my morning walk. Oh, I haven't been up very long today. I slept till almost 6. Of course, I was up until 10:30 last night. So, 7 hours. Worked out well. I'm pleased. I'm feeling awake and alert and aware of the world this morning. Some things going on today. Sophie Nichols, I think that is the last scheduled guest for Nathan Lowell Presents. So far, nobody has come forward with new content. I sent out a bunch of invitations. Nothing's come back in yet. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm not gonna stress over it. Maybe I'll post one. It's an even day. I'm allowed to post. We'll see. I don't know. What else? Let's see. The post that I did for amwriting.org to explore the myth of the million followers, it's called the million follower fallacy, wherein a lot of people active in social media marketing place big emphasis on having a lot of followers and a lot of friends and many likes and the whole bit in order to disseminate their messages widely. And the research shows that that actually isn't very effective. And the million follower fallacy has to do with the actual uptake and the commitment on the part of the people who are sending, echoing your messages, and who are receiving them as a result. It's quite telling. The research is really pretty astonishing. You'd think if you had a million followers, you'd have a marketing juggernaut. When in reality, what you wind up with is a flock of parrots, which is why the title of the post is Polly Want a Cracker. So that's up this morning. So far I've had three or four comments on it. So it's going well. It's going well. Yesterday's activities involved editing, getting my book layout cleaned up. When I got the galley back, it was obvious to me that I needed to do some work on the front end, what's called the front matter, everything that happens before page one. The table of contents in particular was a mess. I still have one more little tweak that I have to remember to do the next time I open the file. But I've changed the font. I've done some stuff to get the page count down. The problem was that in the extended channels, I was actually losing 20 cents. So I had to cut off some pages somewhere. And what I did was I clipped off one page in the beginning of the book, the half title page at the beginning, and then added a font change that I think actually makes the page set up much better. The page was very used a very light font. It was very gray. And while it's okay to read, it doesn't really stand on the page as well as I would have liked. So I actually found a font that works better. And it has a smaller footprint. It's not italic by any means, but it has a much smaller graphical footprint, which means more words go per page, which means fewer pages in total. And I have to double check and make sure that what I put for the price. It should go for $12.95 in paper. It will go for $4.95 in ebook. That's just my ebook price. It's chilly this morning. It's not terribly cold, 38. My nose is running. I've had a half a cup of coffee and a piece of fresh apple pie this morning for breakfast so far. I need to get some protein. The sugar is not my friend. tomorrow, looking ahead rather than back, today is more editing. I've got a lot more pages to read and mark up. I've got a lot of changes to enter into the file so that the book, the physical book and the file for the book match. That's going to take some doing. And then I can re-upload the file once that happens. I was hoping that was going to happen today, but the way things are going, I'd be surprised if it happens before next Wednesday. I need to do more work per day, and that's not going to happen over the weekend because Mile High Con starts tomorrow afternoon. So I'll be going down for at least 2 days. I might go down for the third day, I don't know. I have to look at the programming and see if there's anything interesting. And a lot will depend on how late I stay Saturday night, whether or not I go back down on Sunday. I didn't make it onto any of the panels this year. I'm not sure why I dropped the ball on that. I didn't see the request for participation go out this year, and I did last year. There are some podcasting panels I wanted to sit on to hear what they have to say. There's some social media panels that I want to attend just to find out whether or not anybody has actually got a clue or whether they're still operating in broadcast mode. That's one of the things that I've discovered with that unfortunate course that I took on blog touring, and that's that we don't, the majority of people who are talking about social media, about new media, aren't really talking about new media. They're talking about using social media as a broadcast channel, which is why the emphasis is on numbers, which takes me back to where I started this talk this morning with the million follower fallacy. So I'd like to sit on some of those. I need to see how many there are and where they are, when they are. I know there's two State of Publishing panels right off the bat tomorrow. I think at 2 and 3. And then the big welcome session with the guests of honor will happen around, I think it's at 5. It might be at 6. And then I don't know what's going to happen in the evening and whether I'm going to hang around down there or whether I'm going to come home. It's about 75 minutes down and back. 75 minutes down, 75 minutes back. So I'm losing 2.5 to 3 hours just driving each day. And that'll help me catch up on podcasts. but it's not going to do a lot for my productivity time, other than give me the opportunity to actually sit and think for a while, which is something that's been sorely lacking lately. A lot will also depend on whether or not I have company on the ride. Kids aren't in school, wife is not working. I've put it out to see if anybody wants to go down with me. So far, nobody's really responded one way or the other. I'd really like to get Mile High Con to be as important to my year for the fall as Balticon is to my year in the spring, in part because it doesn't require a lot of investments for me to attend. A day pass, a weekend pass is like $45, which is really the cost of 2 day passes. Saturday, of course, is a big day. Friday is a half a day. Sunday is a half a day. There isn't a good weekend to have it in the fall, so I understand why they picked this one. But I'd really like them to start stepping it up a bit. The the program, I kid you not, the program committee puts all of the program suggestions on 3x5 cards, and then they meet at a restaurant and spread them out on the table and have snacks while they figure out which ones to use and how to put the program together. And while that was probably more than adequate before, what it also means is that there isn't a way for people who aren't handy, like me, to participate in the program selection itself. I talked to Rose about perhaps putting some of this stuff online, taking advantage of some new technology. They did upgrade their website this year, which looks a little better. It's still late 90s, but it's coming, it's there. You can actually click and get the programming now. They're not very heavily into social media, so there's not a lot of presence. Paul Cooley is going to be there starting tomorrow. I think he's flying in. He's flying in tonight. And he's spending Friday and Saturday at the hotel. So he'll be looking forward to meeting up with Paul. Familiar face. Nick Taylor will probably be there. Hi, Aya. I don't know if Chris is coming over or not. He might be. So there'll be some audio book presence there. It'd be really interesting to see how the social media people talk about social media and how the self-publishing people talk about self-publishing and the state of the industry. It's going to be an interesting few days. I hope I'm going to come away as engaged and enthusiastic as I do come away from WalterCon. So we'll see. If nothing else, I'll get out of the house for a couple of days. Whether or not I'll actually get away depends on whether or not anyone goes with me and how much fun we have. So we'll see. I don't know if this is actually that good a con for the kids to go to. There's lots of programming, but I'm not sure it's programming oriented toward real fans. I said this, I think, yesterday, the day before, but it's set up as a fan con, but most of the people who attend aren't fans. At least that was my experience last year. Maybe I'll find something new this year. Or maybe I'll see something different in the dealer room. So I don't know. Oh. I don't even have any business cards to pass out. Wow. Sirens, horns. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good at all. So, yeah, this morning I need to get some more work done on Ravenwood to get it closer for production, closer to production. The ebook will be out before Halloween. Whether or not I'll be able to get the paperback version through CreateSpace by then is now very much up for grabs. That's okay. I think most people will want to read it. Most of the fans will read ebooks. That's 30 to 1. I went back and checked historically. For every one book I sell in paper, I sell 30 in ebooks. A part of that is probably due to the way Amazon handles paper from Lightning Source. if you go and look at, for example, FullShare, which was published through Lightning Source, quite frequently you'll see ships in 2 to 3 weeks, which is going to suppress paper sales. The books are always in stock at Ryden, because they're always in stock in my cellar. So you can always get one shipped within 2 days, but not everybody understands that. I have to figure out how to order a case of books from CreateSpace. It can't be too difficult. I'm sure people do it all the time. But I need to order a case at cost so that I can start selling them from the house as well. Add them to my inventory stack. And my inventory stack, by the way, is relatively small. I had this really nightmarish vision of what would happen when we started buying cases of books. And the answer is not a whole lot. We buy a box of 40 books, and we sell a box of 40 books over the course of a quarter. And we order another box of books. I wish we could get the hardcovers for half and full together. That's one more thing that we're not making a lot of progress on, because they're trying to get the titles out that we finished, that have been committed for years, or, well, months, for a year or more. Oh, yeah. Alrighty. The sun is well up this morning. I must have started later than normal. I'm working up quite a sweat, actually. It's a patch of clouds right in front of the sun, so it's not shining straight in and across the landscape this morning. A little more diffuse. Oh, it's a tumbleweed. Couple of tumbleweeds. You don't see them growing this close to the city that often, because they need room to spread seed. These are small ones. Yeah, look at the grasses all turned brown. There comes the sun. And unfortunately, I was looking right at it when it peeked out from behind a cloud. So now I have this spot in my eyeball. Like, I don't have enough trouble seeing it, but now I've got sunspot. Oh, well. I got fresh coffee waiting. I got a bagel waiting. Life's good. Fall. Yes, it is fall. I have to get my irrigation system drained out. I have to call, see if I can get somebody to come do that next week. Yes, that is a gorgeous tree. I've taken many pictures of this particular cottonwood tree. It's a huge, and I guess it's not 6 feet across at the base. Well, at the base it might be. At the main trunk it's like 4. Still a good sized tree. Here we are, crossing the lawn, and I'm at the back gate, reminding you that tomorrow is another day.